A number of years ago, I went to participate in some missionary work in Calcutta with Mother Teresa's nuns, the Missionaries of Charity. And I went to Calcutta because I was inspired by Mother Teresa's witness to the poorest of the poor in the slums of Calcutta. I was inspired by her witness. I was motivated to go and enter into the slums in imitation of what she did in service for Jesus Christ. And when I got to Calcutta, I got to meet a lot of different volunteers from all over the world. And one of the things that I noticed was that the common denominator amongst all of us who came from many different backgrounds and religions and walks of life was that we were all inspired by Mother Teresa to come and work with her sisters in the slums of Calcutta. But what I also noticed was that some of the volunteers, because the work was extremely difficult, it was very hard to be with people every day as they're dying and to carry dead bodies around. And the work we did was very hard. I began to notice that some of the volunteers would go to work one day for the poorest of the poor, and the next day they wouldn't show up. And then the next day they might come for half a day. Because the thing was is that an inspirational person isn't enough to sustain us in our work for the kingdom of God. A person who is inspirational, a holy person, can motivate us, but they can't sustain us in doing the hard work that the Lord invites us to do as intentional disciples of Jesus Christ. And I think Mother Teresa noticed that not only in her volunteers that would come from all over the world, but I think she also noticed that in some of her sisters. I think some of the women who became nuns with her order first became nuns because they were inspired by her and by the work that she was doing. And so they said, well, maybe I can do that too because of what they saw in her witness. But then as they began to follow the life that Mother Teresa felt called to write out, that she was inspired to write out from the Holy Spirit, they began to notice, like, man, this is very difficult. This is hard. I don't know if I could be sustained in doing this work here in Calcutta. And so one day, Mother Teresa, she went to the nuns and she had a conference with her sisters. And this is what she said to them, to a bunch of women who spent every day in the chapel, women who spent every day in the streets working with the poorest of the poor. This is what she said to them. She said, I'm worried about some of y'all. I'm really worried about some of y'all that you have not yet encountered Jesus Christ. I'm concerned that some of you have still not encountered the way that Jesus Christ looks at you with his gaze of love, the way that he speaks to you. I'm concerned that you have not encountered the person Jesus Christ. Because Mother Teresa, she recognized that she's not God, that she doesn't have what it takes to sustain vocations of service to the poorest of the poor. Only God can do that. And she wanted to make sure that her sisters were being sustained, not by her, but by the person, Jesus Christ. One of the sisters came to her one day and said, Mother, I feel like the work we're doing is just so much. Maybe we can cut down our prayer time so we can have more time to work with the poorest of the poor, to serve them. And Mother Teresa said, I hear you. For that, we're going to pray 2 hours in silence before the Blessed Sacrament now. Before, they're only doing one. She said, I'm going to add an extra hour now because you need to recognize that the one who is sustaining you is Jesus and Jesus alone. St. Peter recognized this. In today's gospel, Jesus, he asks the disciples, he says, who do people say that I am? Who do people say that I am? And Peter said, well, you know, some people say that, right? You're Elijah. Some people say you're John the Baptist. And Jesus looked at Peter and he said, but Peter, who do you say that I am? And Peter said, Lord, you're the Christ. You're the Son of the living God. How did Peter know to say that Jesus was not just some prophet who came before? Because Peter recognized that, hey, look, as good as John the Baptist was, he didn't do for me what you can do for me. John the Baptist inspired me. John the Baptist, he motivates me. But John the Baptist and every other prophet that came before him, they have not done what you've done for me in these 3 years I've spent with you, walking with you. They have not transformed my life the way only you have. And the reason why Jesus Christ was able to transform Peter's life was precisely because Peter spent time with Jesus Christ every single day. Every single day, he spent intentional, consistent time with the person Jesus Christ. And because of that, Jesus Christ transformed his heart. Now, Peter spent intentional time with other people before Jesus, like his family and his friends and other people who were virtuous, but they didn't do what Jesus Christ did from the time that was spent with Jesus Christ. Only Jesus Christ was able to transform Peter's life. And he recognized that. And only Jesus Christ can transform our lives. We have so many saints in our church's history who inspire us in our walk towards eternity. We have so many saints who can motivate us to be better men and women, better disciples of Christ. But that's all they can do, is motivate and inspire. They cannot transform. Only Jesus can do that. Only the Lord. Okay, so practically, how does the Lord transform our hearts and our minds? How does the Lord transform our lives? How does the Lord fulfill our desires and satiate our hunger and quench our thirst? How does he and he alone do that? Well, it's by us allowing him to do that, by putting him on our calendar every single day, never letting a day go by where we do not spend time with Jesus. We need Jesus. We absolutely need Jesus. For him to transform us, we have to give him that time, though, right? But we need him, right? There's a few things I think all of us in the church know that we need. Like, one thing I know I need every single day is I need to use the bathroom, all right? How many of y'all are with me? Who uses the bathroom every single day, all right? Every single day. I see a few hands did not go up. Really? Are you lying in church? So we're going to ask this question one more time. How many of y'all use the bathroom every single day, all right? I need the bathroom to survive, okay? All right? I need the bathroom, right? There's I have to have something in my system. I need water, right? There are certain things that I just can't go without. I cannot function properly if I don't use the bathroom, right? I can't function properly if I don't have water coming into my system. I cannot function properly if I don't spend time with Jesus. The same way we need the bathroom, all the more we need the person, Jesus Christ, all right? We need Jesus Christ. Let us not idolize our bathrooms over God, okay? Right? As great as they are not God, all right? No, Jesus. So how do I practically spend this time with Jesus on my calendar? I'm going to propose to you what I call the five W's, and they work for everything in life, but they really work for making time for the Lord. Making time for the Lord. The first one is when. And you can write this down if you want. You can pull out your cell phones. I know a few weeks ago I said don't take notes during Mass, but that was St. Teresa of Avila, not me. So you can take notes according to Father Josh. Teresa of Avila doesn't like that. I don't care. So first one is when. When will I spend time with Jesus? Every Sunday, right? You leave Mass today. You go home. Look at your calendar for the next 6 days. When am I going to spend time with Jesus? And put it on your calendar. It does not have to be an hour. It doesn't have to be even 30 minutes. When can I give some consistent time to the person Jesus Christ? Maybe 15, 20 minutes. When am I going to spend some time with Jesus? Sometimes people say, you know, I wish I could have encounters with God. And so then I ask them, well, when do you pray? And they say, well, when I feel like it. Well, but when does that happen? When do you feel like praying? Well, I don't know. It just happens, but it doesn't happen. Right? We want to do it. If it's not on a calendar, it's not going to happen, right? We have to put that time with him on our calendar. When will I spend time with Jesus? Okay? And if I check my calendar and the day goes by and I haven't fulfilled that time I put in my calendar for Jesus, then I will not eat until I pray, all right? Or if I've already eaten, I will not use the bathroom tonight, okay? I will not use the bathroom until I spend that time with Jesus, because I want him to know that he is my God and not my toilet, okay? When will I give time to Jesus? 15 minutes, all right? The person Jesus. Man, Father, I don't have any encounters with God. Put him on the calendar. It's like a football player that complains, man, I've never scored a touchdown. And I say, that's because you've never gotten off the bench and gotten on the field, right? When you get on the field, you have the opportunity to score a touchdown, okay? So we got to get on the field a prayer. When is this going to happen? Where? The second W is where. Where am I going to spend this 15 to 20 minutes with Jesus? Is it going to be in my bedroom? Is it going to be in the living room? Is it going to be on the front porch? Is it going to be in the church? If you're a parent with children, you might say maybe it's going to be in the bathroom because you can shut the door and lock the door, right? And so, but I guess they come in the bathroom too, don't they, right? There's no privacy for parents. Okay, so, but where is that going to be? Where am I going to spend this time with Jesus? Put that on my calendar, right? So it's, I know when I'm going to spend time with Jesus. I know where I'm going to spend that time with Jesus. What are Jesus and I going to do during this time together? Is it going to be Lectio Divina like we've been practicing the past few weeks where I get the Bible and I read a passage? What does it say? Then I meditate. What does it say to me? Then I pray, have a conversation with God about what it says to me. Then I contemplate, sit with God as He looks at me and I look at Him. Then I come up with an action based on that time. Is it going to be a decade of the rosary, prayed very slowly, really entering into the life of Christ? Is it going to be praise and worship music and doing a little lectio with that praise and worship music? Is it going to be just sitting in silence in the presence of the Lord? Is it going to be conversation, sharing of hearts with the Lord and listening to Him share His heart with me? And what's it going to be? Right, write that down. And what am I going to do? Am I going to drink coffee while I do my rosary? Am I going to light a candle while I pray? Right, put all that down. Then after that, who is the next W? Who is going to hold me accountable to spending this time with Jesus Christ? A lot of us have great ideas about doing good things, right? We have great ideas, but quite often, if we're being honest with ourselves, sometimes we make it about a week, 2 weeks max, and then we just start to forget about it, right? We go one day without doing it, then the next day we go without doing it. It's like our New Year's Eve resolutions, right? We say, I'm gonna lose 10 pounds, and then on January 1st, we're good. We have our broccoli, and we have our bananas, and whatever. And then by like Wednesday after New Year's, we have like that one Reese's peanut butter cup, our Snickers, and we're like, man, that was really good. I'm not gonna do that again. But then Thursday comes and it's still there. That Reese's peanut butter cup is still there. And we're like, I'm just going to have, okay, just two more this time. But I promise I'm going to work out after. But then it tastes so good. We're like, man, I can eat three of them and watch Oprah while I'm sitting on my couch right now. Then we just don't work out, right? And then all of a sudden, New Year's resolution went by the wayside. All because what? We did not have an accountability partner. Someone to check on us and say, how have you been doing with your resolution, right? So we need to think of somebody who we know loves us more than we love ourselves. We need to think of somebody in our life who desires our holiness, who desires for us to be a saint more than even we desire to be a saint, and reach out to that person on Sunday and say, hey, look, on Monday, on Wednesday, and on Saturday this week, can you call me or text me or stop by the house to ask me how I've been doing with my rule of life, of spending time with Jesus? Give that person permission to ask the question. And finally, the last W is why. Why am I intentionally and consistently spending this time with Jesus Christ? And for each one of us, that's going to be different. But ultimately, why is because we want to be fulfilled. We want our desires to be fulfilled. We want our thirst to be quenched. We want that ache in our heart to be satiated. We want for the Lord to transform our lives. We want for the Lord to do for us what no other person, what no other place, what no other thing has the capacity to do. Well, not even the greatest saint, Mother Teresa, can't do this for us. No person can do this for us. Only Jesus can fundamentally transform us in the core of our heart. And He can only transform us if we cooperate with Him and allow Him to transform us. So that we, too, at the end of our lives and our walk towards eternity with the Lord, we, too, can say, when He says, who do you say that I am? We, too, can say, you are more than just a prophet, Lord. You are more than just a motivational speaker. You are more than just the person who inspires me to be holy. You are the love of my life. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God, who has transformed me to become the saint that I am today. But we can only say that and really mean that and believe that if we live that by our calendar. By our calendar. So let us show God with all sincerity that He is the God of our life. That He is the one who will transform us. And when He transforms us, then we can do the work that He calls us to do. Right? Not the work that we're inspired to do because we see somebody else doing it. Not the work that we're motivated to do, but we can do the work that He has destined for us to participate in to build His kingdom, to build a civilization of love, and to form the saints of this generation. So let us be rooted in Jesus Christ in this life, in our calendar, so that we can be rooted in the person Jesus Christ for all eternity in the kingdom of heaven.